Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Victorious Living. It is a blessing. It's a blessing. Yes. It's truly a blessing. Yes. To know that we have the love of an almighty God. Yeah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. We just give him all praise. We give him all honor. Yes. Yes. All honor belongs to our almighty God. We just thank him. We thank him right now. Yes, we do. Give him all praise. All honor belongs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, 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 yes. He is bringing us through. He's bringing us through. Yes, he is. He's bringing us through. He's bringing us through. We could just say hallelujah to an almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just thank him. We thank him for this very moment, this opportunity that he has given us. It's an opportunity and a privilege. Glory to God. Glory to God. As we humble ourselves today. Yes. And the very presence of an almighty God. We're just grateful today. And we thank God for you. We are truly grateful. And we know that this is the season where everyone is running around trying to get those things for each other and waiting and eager to see family and see friends and to go home and just to have fellowship with family. Yeah, yeah. We thank God. We thank God because we know that God knows the importance of family. If anybody knows anything about family, hallelujah, our God does. Yes, he does. We know we always start out with prayer each time we meet. And we just want to start off right now with prayer as we come and we lift up those who are sick in their bodies, those who are dealing with cancers of all kinds, God. We lift them up right now to you, O God. Master, you are the healer, O God. We know that you are the healer. And we call on you. We lay all of this sickness to your feet, O God. We lay it to your feet. We lay it down at the altar right now. We lay it down to you, O God. We surrender. We surrender the sickness and the diseases. We surrender them to you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just come right now, Master. Yes, we come right now, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come, O God. We come, Master. Thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, God, for your many blessings that you have showered upon us. Blessings that we see, blessings that we have not seen. O God, we know that you're working it out on our behalf. Master, we call on you this very day, this very minute, this very second, this very hour. We call on you, O God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch the children, God. Touch the young adults, God, who are dealing with sickness in their bodies, Master. Those who are dealing with the disease of depression that overshadows them many times, oh God, where they can't even clean up, oh God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon them, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch them, oh God. Draw them closer to you, Master. Bring them to a place, oh God, where they can be delivered and set free, oh God. We ask you now in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon everyone that is under the sound of my voice right now, oh God. Master, we call on you right now. Whatever the sickness, whatever the situation is, oh God, in their homes, oh God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God. Remove the heavy burdens, oh God. Remove the spirit of sadness, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up those who are bereaved, oh God. Master, we ask that you grant them joy and peace, oh God, that only you can give them. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, oh God, that only you can touch, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus that we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God again for you. We want to move quickly into our reading coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6 and 7. And it says, rejoice it not in iniquity, but rejoice it in the truth. Verse 7 said, bear it all things, believe it all things, hope it all things, endure it all things. Hallelujah. And we know that we have been talking about giving. We've been talking about giving. So tonight we want to just elaborate just a little bit on the characteristics of the major giver, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The characteristics of the giver. The characteristics of the giver. The quiet thoughts of Jesus. His quiet thoughts. Think about it. The quiet thoughts. Where you come from. Where you've come from. Where the Lord has brought you. Quietly think about that. Having quiet thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise. We glorify. We rejoice. We excited. We overwhelmed. Longing to be in his presence. A yearning. It's a strong desire. It's an itch. It's a craving. It's a thirst. Yeah. To be in the presence of Almighty God, who has given so much to mankind. So much. Hallelujah. To each individual, he's given so much. If you sit down and you just begin to ponder and you begin to think of all what the Lord has done for me, hallelujah, I wouldn't be talking to you this day, because Satan came many times and told me that I had no hope. There was nothing that I would do, nothing that I would accomplish. But all the glory of God. The glory of our Savior, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when the enemy comes, and he comes quick, and he tries to tear you down, he wants to rob you of your peace and your joy. Feel that you're all alone, that you're all by yourself. Nobody loves you. Oh, glory to God. I just want to remind you that the giver, the one that has given you life, hallelujah, he loves you. Glory to God. He loves you. He loves me. He loves you. Yeah, no greater love. No greater love than a man who would lay down his life. Did you hear what I said? No greater love. Hallelujah. He would lay down his life for his friends. But he would lay down his life for those who didn't even know him. Hallelujah. Didn't even care to know him. Wasn't even living right before him. But he looked at not what we were in, not what we were doing. But he looked at where we were going to go. Hallelujah. What we were going to do, how we were going to accomplish walking with him. Can anybody talk to me? Can anybody talk to me today about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? The honor, the high respect, the high regards, distinction. Hallelujah. High regards for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. High regards that he had for us. Even when we were building, he still loved us. Glory to God. When we were wretched and undone, are you listening to me? The giver. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're wretched and undone. He still loved us in spite of. In spite of. Many of us who were contrary. We were contrary in our sins. We were slaves to sin. Glory to God. We were slaves. We were bound. We were in bondage. But the giver passed where we were. Looked past what we were doing. And knew that we had a destination that he was going to bring us to. That we had a place where he was going to come and he was going to put our feet on solid ground. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. High respect. High regards. Glory. Adoration. Worship. Time spent. Noble achievements. The giver. The giver. Praise. Glorified. We rejoice. We excited. Yeah, we excited. About the babe laying in the manger. We excited. And we give thanks. We give thanks to the giver. We give thanks to the giver. Because the giver loved us. He loves us in spite of. He has the agape love. He looks beyond our faults. He looks beyond the faults that he sees that we have. And he supplies our every need. Glory to God. Even those who think they know everything, they know it all, he looks beyond. Hallelujah. He looks beyond you who are bitter, who have been bruised, who have been broken beyond. And he supplies your needs. He gives you a kind word. Hallelujah. He allows someone to come and give you a hug. Someone to embrace you. someone to just come and share a hot meal. Oh, glory to God. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. He's the King. He's our King. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's that baby. Laying in that manger. Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Are you listening to me? His name is Jesus. Glory to God. He loves us. He loves us so much. Yeah. He loves us so much. And we see that in Isaiah. Isaiah 65 and 24. It says, before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Glory to God. This is the giver. This is the giver. This is the attributes of the giver. Said here, he said, he will answer before you finish. Before you finish the petition, whatever it is, he said he would answer. And he said, while you're still speaking, while you're still uttering the words out of your mouth, he will have heard you. The giver. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yes. What a mighty God. Isaiah 43 and 19 says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Listen at that. This is the giver. The giver is doing a new thing. He says he's doing a new thing now. It springs forth. Do you not perceive it? He said, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. Anybody listening to me? The giver. He's given us so many things. He's given us so much. Yeah. He said he's going to do a new thing. So that means all things are going to be in the past. And we're going to be pressing towards this spiritual mark. Yeah. And he says here that it's going to spring forth. So it's just going to boom. It's going to happen. It's going to come forth. Yeah. Shoot. He asks us, do you perceive it? Do you believe within your heart that he is God? Do you believe within your heart that he's able, that he's capable of doing it? Do you trust? Do you believe that this is an almighty God? And he can do anything but fail. Do you believe that? He said, I will make a way in the wilderness. The wilderness is a desolated place. Yeah. Most of the time, things is growing. Nothing is producing. Nothing is really there. It's wilderness. It's just bewildered. But he says he's going to make a way. Yeah. Someone right now is in that wilderness mentality. You're in that wilderness situation. You feel all alone. You feel like you're by yourself. God is saying to us right here in the book of Isaiah. He's speaking to the prophet, and he's telling the prophet to talk to us. Yeah. And he's saying here, he said, I will make a way in the wilderness. Whatever wilderness that you're in right now. Yeah. Hold on. Because he's coming. Hold on. Don't give up. Hold on. Keep the faith. Trust and believe. Hallelujah. Because we serve an almighty God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to continue in sin. You don't have to stay on the crooked road. You can get on straight street today. Glory to God. Look out. Look out, I say, because something new is getting ready to happen. Everything is not old. Everything is not old with God. Hallelujah. He likes new things too. He likes new things too. Glory to God. He tells us in this verse, Isaiah 43, in verse 19, he says, he said, I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the deserts. Now, anybody know in the desert there is no, they don't have rivers. But look at this, in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. So in your life, thing is dry. There's no reproduction. Nothing is going on that's reproducing anything. God is saying to us right here that the rivers are getting ready to flow. Yeah. And so the deserts that are seem like they were going to be there continuously, the rivers are going to flow. Hallelujah. And when rivers flow, that's where life is, in the rivers. And it's life is breathing, fish, things are in the river. Listen to me. Listen to me. The rivers of life. Day. The giver is talking to us. Hallelujah. Fresh water. Rivers. Rivers are going to flow. In the deserts is in your lives are going to be replenished. They're going to be replenished. They're going to be watered. Glory to God. Wherever trouble has lied, wherever situations have just mounted, he's telling us he's going to make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the deserts. He's going to make a way. He will make a way where there seems there is no way. Hallelujah. We serve an almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The giver. He is the giver. Longing to be in his presence. Those are his presence. The presence of God. When you're in his presence, there's healing in his presence. Hallelujah. There's peace. Oh, God, in the presence of God. Peace that surpasses all understanding. He said it will keep your heart and it will keep your mind. Glory to God. The peace of God. He grants us joy, unspeakable joy, the giver. Hallelujah. Crave His presence. We should itch, we should be thirsty for the presence of God. Oh, thirsty. Taste and see that the Lord is good, because he's good all the time. Taste him. Try it out. He's good. And young people, you're not too young that you can't have a relationship with God. You're not too young. You're not too young. You can start having a relationship with an Almighty God today. Right now. Right now. Can you be the new thing in Christ? Could it be you? The new thing that he's getting ready to do? Can you decide right now how to invite Christ in your life? Can you do that? Can you just say, Lord, I just want to have you in my presence. I just want to be in your presence, God. I just want to spend time with you. I want to get to know you. Show me how, God. Show me how to get to know you. Show me how to have a personal relationship with you. The giver. Yeah. Give me salvation that only you can give. Oh, God. I ask you right now to restore me. To restore me. To give me everything that you have, that I can have. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Because you are the giver. And I stand in need. I ask you right now, oh God, to help me. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your understanding. I need your wisdom, oh God. All the attributes that you have. Yeah. I need you. I can't make it without you. I'm inviting you to come into my heart, to clean me up, to put me in right standing with you. And I will serve you, oh God. I will serve you the rest of my days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God. And we thank you, God. In Jesus' holy name. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday evening, God's Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. We want to remind you to keep Christ in your Christmas. Yeah, Christmas is Jesus' birthday. It's his birthday. And we celebrate his birthday. Yeah, know that you're not alone. Every breath that you take, he's with you. Glory to God. Yeah, every breath, every step, he's with you. Trust him and believe. Amen. Amen.